We get the hour underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the program great friend of the show and talented actor, Jonathan Schaack. Thanks so much for visiting with us yet again.
Oh, yeah, man.
A lot going on in the world these days, but in your family, some very big news. Congratulations on that new addition to the family.
I know. Lily's amazing, and I just finished giving her a bottle, and it calms down. It's just like, realize, like, this is what life is really all about, life.
Yeah, and I have to think in these stressful times, and you've talked about it on social media, it's a reminder to focus on those things that are really most important and the things that are in our control.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really all we can do. Just focus on those things that we can control, and you have to let go and let your life experience dictate how much wisdom you want to give into the world.
Well, that's a great way of looking at things. The quarantine itself, obviously, it's been a difficult time for performers, and you do the best you can. But you've been doing some work around the plantation there, right? Around the farm, you had a tractor doing some things.
Yeah, I am. I had an old tennis court. Like, it was overgrown. It had over 200 trees. I cut all the trees out over the course of a year. Wow. I've been just clearing it. Finally, what I decided to do is I'm going to turn, I took down half the fence. So there's only half a fence. It looks like a little league park, you know, a backstop. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to build a wiffle ball field.
Oh, nice.
Because it's my son's name is Camden, and I got a sign from Camden Yard.
Oh, that's perfect.
Camden Yard. Yeah. So it's going to be a sport court where you can play basketball and play any kind of sport out there.
That's fantastic. Well, you're a baseball fan, but obviously growing up there, you're an Orioles fan too.
Oh, yeah. I'm a diehard Orioles fan.
Cal Ripken like had a birthday the other day. Who was your favorite Oriole growing up?
Oh, you know, I really loved Mike Mussina until he went to the Yankees. Cal's really always. I grew up in the same area Cal Ripken grew up, and he's been great throughout my life, and you know, with friends, and it just Cal Ripken is just very unique. He's the Tom Hanks of baseball.
Well, I'm a little bit older, but I grew up, obviously, a Red Sox fan up here, but I always loved the Orioles, and I love those early 70s, those pitching staffs with Dave McNally and Mike Cuellar. They were so good.
Palmer, McNally, Cuellar, Pat Dobson,
yeah, Bobby Gritch in the infield, and of course, Brooks Robinson, yeah. Frank Robinson.
Doug DeCinsei, Ken Singleton. Eddie Murray, well, that was the 80s. But, yeah, man, and the Reds, Fred Lynn, Jim Rice, Yaz. You know, Mike Yastrzemski was an Oriole for a while, and they traded him to San Francisco. He's doing great.
Yeah, and it took him a while. I mean, he was 30, 31 years old before he really got his opportunity. But, yeah, he's playing like a chip off the old granddad's block there. It's great to see.
I know. It's really great to see.
That's awesome.
Yeah, some people just blossom later in life, you know, in different fields.
I'm waiting for that to happen for me at some point.
Me too.
We're talking with Jonathan Schaack here on Downtown. Well, you have got some exciting news, though. A new movie release coming out. Tell us a little bit about Blue Ridge.
Well, Blue Ridge, you know, it's very near and dear to my heart. Last year, I got this script sent to me. It was a friend of mine, Nick Gonzalez, who's on The Good Doctor. He knew Gary Wheeler, and he said, you know, Jonathan's really great for this movie. I mean, literally, it's about a guy who's trying to get his family back together after being away overseas. And he moves from West Coast to the East Coast. And in the Blue Ridge Mountains, he becomes the sheriff. And as he's trying to get his personal life together, the world, the town, the small town that he's in, is like the Hatfields and McCoys, and he has to try to get them two together to help him solve a murder. So I just loved the script. I thought it was really clever, and I just enjoyed making the movie. I related to the character so strongly. My father was a Baltimore City police officer for 36 years. he was the kind of officer, you know, he walked the beat. He was part of his neighborhood, and he really was the law. He was what we would call him Johnny Law. But he did things out of his heart. You know, he really worked from his heart. It's not as crazy as it is today with all the guns, but he resonates very strongly. In the piece. So I just really love this movie. It's out on Vudu. I don't know even know what Vudu is. They keep telling me it's on Roku, and I'm like, okay, what's Roku? But what they told me is that Walmart basically has their own streaming, and that's what it is. So it's on Vudu right now, and then it goes to I think it goes on sale, like DVD sales. I don't even know if they have that anymore. And then it'll come out on television at some point next year. It's February release. So right now you could purchase it on Vudu. It's a really good PG film.
And you
Roadhouse
get
House PG.
And you get to be a romantic lead too.
Yeah, I haven't been a romantic lead in quite a long time. I play a lot of bad guys. I played some really horrible people in the last 2 years of my life, and I wanted to play something my son could really, you know, watch and resonate very strongly with me. I was the jerk in That Thing You Do, and I was a bad zombie in Day of the Dead, and a horrible human being. And then I have this movie called The Client List, which I'm really proud to be part of. Such a good movie, but I'm really, really a horrible human being. Just horrible.
But casting against type, guys. Obviously.
Yeah. When you have little people, man, and you're raising them, you really want, you know, I want to give them something to really aspire to. So
I hear you. I got a 6-year-old little guy at home, and I'm much more conscious of the things I do than I was before he came along.
Yeah, me too, man. I know exactly what you mean. So I'm a little league coach out here in Nashville now.
Well, that's wonderful.
I thought it'd be a great thing, and I have to tell you, the first practice, we had the pitch machine, and one of the little boys never played before. And the first time he came up, and I kept telling him, you can't step across the plate, the ball may hit you. Well, guess what happened the second time?
Oh, man.
Now, it didn't just hit him. It hit him right in his nose and broke his nose. He's 6 years old.
Oh, God.
It hurt.
Yeah.
It hurt so bad to see a little boy suffer at all. And he's going to be fine. His parents have been wonderful, but it showed me that, you know, we really need to take care of the people. And because before it happened, I was uncertain of this pitching machine. And I went out of my way to try to make sure everyone knew what we were doing with the pitching machine. And accidents still happen, you know?
Yeah. I have a lighter Little League coaching story. Years ago, coaching Little League, and we had a kid who was not very good, but and would give him his opportunity, and he had a hard time remembering which hand to put the glove on. And I said to him, I want you to go out to right field when we go out in the field. Okay, coach. And he got about 3 steps out of the dugout and onto the diamond, and he turned around and looked back at me and said, is that right field if I'm looking out or if I'm looking in?
That's awesome, man.
Yeah,
that's the kind of stuff we should be talking about with Little League.
He had a good time looking for daisies out there, and I appreciated that. That was wonderful. He had it all in the proper perspective.
Yeah, the guys here in Nashville, you know, here I am, the Los Angeles guy to begin with, the outsider, just like my movie Blue Ridge. And, you know, 17 years has never happened in the league. That's so exactly what the response was.
Oh, man.
Well, in 17 years in the league, it's never happened before. And I was like, oh, man. Like, I'm the only coach who's ever allowed that to happen. You got to be kidding me.
Oh, jeez.
Come on. This is horrible. It's not fair.
You mentioned That Thing You Do, and you guys did such a wonderful, I guess it was a couple of months ago now, when you did an online reunion. It was so great to see all of you, and it's so clear that you guys are all so tight and such great friends, but that was a wonderful time just watching that as a spectator.
Yeah, that was great, right? Steve Zahn's out here in Kentucky. Ethan Embry's down in Atlanta now. Tom's still back there in Los Angeles. And, you know, eventually we're all going to get together. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go to Erie, Pennsylvania.
There.
Did I tell you this already?
No, this is great.
Okay, so once a year, the Erie Seawolves, they're called, their farm team for the Pirates, the Pittsburgh Pirates, they turn into the Erie Wonders. And we're going to be out there whenever, you know, baseball happens next year and have a reunion out there for the Erie Wonders.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I can't wait to see that. That's great.
And that's going to be fun.
Hey, Jonathan, it's always good to catch up with you. Can't wait to see the movie Blue Ridge, available now on Vudu. Find out how to get it. Get your hands on the DVD as soon as it comes out. And we appreciate you, as always, making time for us this afternoon. Stay safe. Be well. Good luck with baseball. And we'll catch up with you again very soon.
Okay, man. Thank you very much.